Perth, and I was talking with guys from Abilene Christian University, the academic dean there, the dean of students. I was with Oklahoma Christian University folks. We were discussing Livingstone International University. And we did this very exercise for Livingstone International University. Okay. But what we've done is we've brought this down to a personal thing. In business, this is called a SWOT analysis, a personal SWOT analysis. When you're looking at strategic planning, when you're looking at businesses, you want to take a look at a SWOT analysis. A few years ago, Compass Christian Church, where I attend, they did a SWOT analysis. They took a look at, and a SWOT analysis literally means taking a look at your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities. Whoa, and there shall be light. Opportunities and threats. Thank you, Scott. Yeah, that's a SWOT analysis right here. Okay, taking a look at your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Now, part of the reason that we want to take a look at this is, guys, you know, if you've ever seen, in fact, I think recently American Idol has come back on, and, you know, at the very beginning of American Idol, you have these people who come up, and I really hate, like, the first 2 weeks, because they're talking about those people really who are really good, and then those people who are really bad but don't know they're bad. Somebody in their life has said, oh, you are so, you know, my baby, you sound so good, when they sound terrible. So in other words, guys, what this really is a matter of taking a look at reality, a reality check. And that's also not to say that, you know, that you go the opposite extreme to the point where you have low self-esteem, so you say, well, I'm not good at anything. What you do is you do an assessment of your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Those of you who are in the business world, hey, this is getting you a head start. If you haven't covered SWOT analyses in your classes yet, you will. You're just getting ahead of the game, taking a look at your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Here's what we mean by your strengths. Those things that you are naturally good at. Those things that you are capable of doing. For me personally, I didn't do this, and I wish we had. And that's part of what we're doing in Illuminate, is we're doing things that we took a survey of all those people who have graduated, or many of them who have graduated, people who are out in the business world and stuff like that, saying, what do you wish that you had seen? Well, look, in any job, the first thing they're going to ask, Corey, is, hey, what's your strengths and what's your weaknesses? They're going to ask that. If you haven't already applied for a job where they've asked that, they will ask in the future. What are your strengths and weaknesses? I didn't do this. And so, man, I had to flounder around trying to figure out what I was good at and what I wasn't good at. And in some ways, man, because of a low self-esteem, I just didn't recognize some things. For example, when I was in the fifth grade, I won a speech competition, you know, a citywide, Dallas-wide speech competition. I won a Lord Elgin watch as a result. I still have the watch. It doesn't work anymore. But anyway, I have that watch. Well, they all said, man, you're really good at public speaking. I didn't think so. I've gone and spoken at a variety of different places, large venues, all of those kinds of things, and people would say, wow, you're a pretty good speaker, and I just kept thinking, no, I'm not. About 4 years ago, Trevor DeVage, who you guys remember, the first semester he came and talked about confession, okay, Trevor DeVage, young guy, said, Worley, I'm sick and tired of hearing you say that you're not a good speaker. Why would You know, these people want you to come and speak at their major conferences. Why would churches want you to come and speak? Why would people want you to come and speak if you stunk? He says, so Worley, shut up about not being able to speak. And you know what? Literally, guys, that was one of the first times in my life that I thought, that's a strength. And I should have recognized that a long time ago. You get that? So a way to find out your strengths is, hey, you know, you take a look at what you are naturally good at. And then you validate that with people you can trust. I mean, it's a matter of saying, hey, Tricia, tell me. You know, am I okay at speaking or not? And then if people say, yeah, man, that's a strength, ask people, what do you think are my strengths? Do that. And then weaknesses. Guys, a lot of times you have been brought up, you've been brought up with this idea that you don't have any weaknesses. I was in Guatemala last week, and in Guatemala, it's a whole different world. Here in the United States, for example, here, if we give a prize, we have to give everybody a prize for something, right? I mean, you remember in all your classes, the teacher would say, oh, we want everybody to have a prize. In Guatemala, they're like, no, that's reality. Everybody doesn't get what they want. Last year, we were doing this thing where a prodigal son and the prodigal son would throw out, you know, we were talking about he gave all his money away and wound up poor. And so we were going to throw out, just small coins, Guatemalan coins. And so we were trying to find enough coins for all the kids, 600 kids, to have. And Lori, the director, said, why are you doing that? We said, well, every child must have a coin. No, they don't. Throw them out. Whoever gets one, gets one. This is Guatemala. It's not the United States of America. So in other words, guys, a bunch of you, most of you have been brought up saying, oh, you're incredible, you're awesome, you're fantastic, you're the most wonderful person in all the world. And you know what you know? No, I'm not. You know, you have weaknesses, and you have to address those. And so reality is saying, hey, this is a weakness that I have. So what am I going to do about that weakness? Whatever it is. I've had students turn in papers to me, you know, that they wanted me to proofread for them. My daughter, don't tell her I said this, it's being recorded. Okay, anyway, you know, my daughter comes up to me and she says, oh, Dad, read my paper. It's the best paper I've ever written in the world. And look, I'm pretty honest with my kids. I love them with all my heart, but I'm pretty honest. They know I don't lie to them. And so I turned the paper back to her. And she was like, what did you do to my paper? Well, sweetheart, it's not good. You know, if you turn it in as is, you're probably going to get a D. A D? I was sure I was going to get an A. No, there's not a possible chance. If you make the corrections, you'll probably get about like a C+. This is in Dr. Halen's class. And so she said, really? And yeah, she turned it in. Guess what? She made all the corrections, C+. I've had students bring me papers, and they're like, oh, man, this is the most incredible. Well, look, my daughter had to understand, look, one of your weaknesses is writing papers, and so you have to compensate for that weakness. Are you guys with me? Okay, so you're realistic. Here are my strengths. Here are my weaknesses. And what's the opportunities? The opportunities play off your strengths. There's opportunities that you have. And so when you're doing a SWOT analysis, for example, if you are a great writer, then what are some opportunities for you if you're a great writer? Name them. What are some opportunities that you can have? If you're a great writer. Journalist. Could be a journalist. Yeah, that may be an opportunity for you. If you're an incredible musician, what is an opportunity for you? Yeah, it might, you just mouthed it, but I A worship leader. You could become a worship leader in a church. You take a look at that. See, he's gifted at mouthing stuff where I can read his lips. look, you could be a worship leader. You could be an artist, a music artist. You know, take a look at those opportunities that you have and pursue those opportunities. Now, what are threats? Threats are those things that could destroy your future. They could destroy your future. For example, if you're a singer, what's a threat? Yeah, vocal nodes. Yeah, I mean, you might be an incredible singer, but man, if there is stuff that develops on your throat, on your vocal cords, then that might threaten your career. So you have to take a look at that. You have to take a look at what things, and so what does this mean? I pursue those things, and those things that are threats, I identify them. Okay, look, here is a realistic threat. Okay, you've got all these plans, you've got all these opportunities. Let's say if you're in a dating relationship and it turns physical, a threat might be that this opportunity of serving in some way, form together, a threat might be, okay, what happens if she gets pregnant? That's a threat. And I don't mean that negatively. I'm just saying that's realistic. Now, what are we going to do? Some of these opportunities that we thought we might have are no longer available. Okay? Or we're going to have to put them off for a while. You see how that happens? You know, last year we had a couple of students. There was unbelievable opportunities. One was a phenomenal singer. But the opportunity for a job in ministry was taken away because of a pregnancy outside of marriage. So that was a threat. You get that? It may be that, you know, whatever opportunities are there and the threats that are there. Let's take an example. Let's do an example pretty quickly, and then we'll take a look at, and we'll walk through an idea of how this works. Okay. Let's take an example. Let's take an example of DCC, okay, Dallas Christian College. And again, we're not afraid to take a look at strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So first of all, let's take a look. What are some strengths of DCC? What are strengths at Dallas Christian College? Go ahead. Small school, okay. That could also be a weakness, but we'll put it as a strength. That means you get individualized attention. Okay, what else? What are strengths at DCC?
Community.
Okay, community. Okay, what else?
Spiritual environment.
Okay, what else? What? Okay, caring professors. Okay, what else? Yeah.
Mentoring.
And that is intentional mentoring. Okay, it's not like it just happens. It's intentional. Okay, what else?
Accountability.
Okay, accountability. Okay, what else? What? Okay, kingdom work. What else? Okay, counseling. Okay, what else? Strengths. Okay, internships. Okay, anything else? So we can stop there. But what? Look, when we're promoting the college, when we are promoting the college, what do you think we're going to emphasize? The strengths. Yeah. You know, when you come in for recruitment, we're going to talk about these things. I mean, that's what we're going to deal with is the strengths. Okay, what are some weaknesses at DCC? Man, everybody jumps on that one. Wait. Okay, small college. Okay, food. Wi-Fi. Man. Did you notice everybody jumped on that one? Everybody, please give me some strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. Okay. What else? What? Dress code? You don't want to wear clothes? Okay. Shorts. Okay. Dress code. Okay. Some people need dress codes. Okay. What? Oh, hypocrites. Okay. What else? Okay, which gossips? Okay, small, and there's possibly gossip. I mean, I'm not saying there's possibly. There is gossip. But, yeah, okay, what else? Dorms. What about the dorms? Shh. Dude, man. Okay, wait a minute. Wait. Shh.
The construction around the college.
Okay, that's good. Construction around the college. But it impacts DCC. Okay? what else? Okay, that we can't, but okay. Okay, what else? I'm not sure that's correct, but I'll put it down. Do what? Okay. Okay, grading system. I'm not sure that would be, but I'll put it down. Oh, okay, Jim. Price of this school. What do you mean by that? Who said that? Okay, it's super expensive compared to what? Okay. Okay, wait. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, hey guys, here's the idea. Listen up. When you're doing a SWOT analysis, look, you can't get uptight about it. I mean, I'm not standing up here going, No, we're not. You know, you can't do that because again, what are you dealing with here? Opinion and perception. And your perception is your reality. You guys get that? So look, when you're asking people about your weaknesses, you cannot go, "No, I'm not." You can't do that because their perception is their reality. Are you tracking that? So otherwise, they'll go, okay, you don't want to know. You don't really want to know what I think. If you get all uptight about it, then you're not really going to know what people, their perception is. So, you know, it's like if you go up to a professor and you say, "Hey, Could you tell me some of my weaknesses?" You know, when somebody comes up to me and asks that, I get real nervous because I'm kind of like, do they really want to know? Because I'll tell them, you know. Because I've told students before, I'm not that way. And man, they go off, they tell 12 of their friends, Worley is a jerk, you know, and they overlook the idea that, hey, there's that gossip factor about me. So, look, here's the deal. These may or may not be true, but that doesn't matter. Are you with me? That doesn't matter. These are your realities. And so what we have to deal with, and that's like the student satisfaction inventory. That's why we do that, to find out what are we weak in, what do we need to address, what things do we need to address. And so when you do a SWOT analysis, you're going, wow, good. Okay, we already knew, I already know some of these, so it's not offensive to me at all. We already addressed them. In fact, for our accreditation, we have to do that. We have to take a look at, you know, we have to openly say, here are our weaknesses, and here's where we're going to address those weaknesses. But guys, track with me. You have to do the same thing on a personal basis. You have to do the same thing, okay? Because what future employers want to know is if you know your weaknesses and what you're doing about them. You know, are you working on them? Are you doing something about that? So, yeah, I mean, we have to know about these things. And some things that we can do something about, we need to do it. Those things that we cannot, for example, yeah, see, you're talking about cost. You know, recently we've been taking a look at that. I mean, we've looked at how we do compare realistically with other colleges and universities in the state of Texas and even Oklahoma. Sister colleges, we have to take a look at that. Why? Because students have said it, so what we have to do is address it, and then we address it proactively, not waiting until, you know, everybody's up in arms, but to simply say, hey, here's where we are so we can address those if they come up. Are you with me? So when you're taking a look at your strengths and weaknesses, it's the same thing. You have to address those so that if you're asked about them, you don't sit there and go in an interview, I'm not like that at all. Well, you know, your references say that you are. Well, they're all wrong. Really? Well, let me put a reject on your application, you know, because you're not seeing yourself clearly. When we do internship interviews, I'll tell you this. When we do internship interviews, we have the field supervisor's evaluation. We have a field a student helper, somebody who's on the field who watches from a distance. We have that evaluation. We have the student self-evaluation. And it's amazing. Sometimes, for example, a student will say, oh, are you punctual? Yes. Oh, yes, I am. And the field supervisor says, no, he or she is not. They're consistently late. They sleep in. They're not there on time. So in an interview, guys, you know, I'm telling you, we have seen students literally tear up. We've seen some just sob because they haven't dealt realistically with their strengths and weaknesses. And so we're saying, hey, you say you're on time. Your field supervisor says that you're not, organized. Which one is it? I don't know. I didn't want to feel like I was, hey, we're not attacking. What we're saying is you need to deal with that reality. Okay. So let's take a look. What are some opportunities? What are some opportunities at Dallas Christian College? What are some opportunities? What? Global influence. Absolutely. Okay. Mentoring. Okay. Hang on just a second, James. Who said mentoring? What do you mean by that? Okay, so as far as the college, what is the opportunity for mentoring? Okay, so students learn mentoring, which is, and that can be an opportunity for the college in being known as a college who does mentoring. Yeah, which is happening. You know, so that's an opportunity. So if it's an opportunity, what are we going to do? We're going to push that. You know, we're going to get that out there, that this is a unique college for mentoring. Okay? Because, Julie, it goes back to what you were talking about as far as price. Okay? If this is a unique service, one that you cannot get anywhere else, then is it worth the price? That's what a prospective student and his or her parents have to figure out. And that's an opportunity, you know, for them to become, to understand what mentoring is all about, especially for you guys who are in the business world. That is huge right now. This idea of mentoring has surpassed the idea of leadership. Okay? So God has helped us just to happen upon something that is cutting edge. Okay, what are some other opportunities for DCC as a college? Okay, ministry. Okay. What? Okay. Ease of help in what way? Okay, good. Yeah, okay. What else? What are opportunities? Do what? Okay, let me mention something about that. Okay, if it's learning about the Bible, where other colleges and universities are embracing liberal arts and not maintaining a core value of Bible, and we maintain that core value of Bible, you know, other denominations, other groups are saying, hey, where can we go for our people to be trained Bible? Well, who's doing it in a pure way? Well, okay, that college, that Dallas Christian College. Yeah, see, in that sense, it can be. Okay, so these are some opportunities that we want to pursue. We're saying, hey, that's something that we have the opportunity to be. Another opportunity, is Dallas. We're in the city of Dallas. So there's opportunities here. So there's opportunities for major donors that we want to contact with. There's opportunities to grow here on this campus, to build a dorm, to do some of those things. Okay, those are opportunities. What are some threats that you could see at DCC? And the reason I'm doing this, hang on. The reason I'm doing this is to give you an idea of what those are going to look like in your life. For example, if you are a good speaker, what are the opportunities for you? Man, there's all kinds of opportunities. To be a public speaker in the business world, to be a consultant, to be a pastor of a church, to be a youth pastor. There's all kinds of opportunities like that that you need to take a look at. You get that? So that's what this is talking about. Okay, what about threats? Dallas. What do you mean, Dallas?
Like, yeah, there's bad parts in Dallas.
Okay. Okay, is that a threat to the college?
It could be.
Okay, what a threat might be, what could close down DCC? What could immediately close down DCC? Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay. Hey, a couple of things here. Yeah, Sabrina.
The mouse problem.
Okay, which could in fact impact students. Sure. Well, what all that leads to is impacting students. Look, right now. In fact, yesterday we had a president's cabinet meeting. One of the central focus. Of that cabinet meeting is retention. If we lost, University of North Texas has, what, 40,000 students, something like that. If they lost 100 students, who cares? No big deal. If we lost 100 students, that would be a major threat. That's reality. Okay? If there was a major, well, the government is a possibility. Terrence, you said government. Yeah, if the government said, hey, we are no longer going to fund, you know, give financial aid to students going to a four-year private Christian college. They cannot be a Christian college and receive funds from the government, separation of church and state, et cetera, et cetera. What would that do to you if the government said, we will not fund you at all? You cannot go here. Okay? So, yeah, that's a threat. So what we have to do is we have to maintain all the standards because that could be immediate closure. In other words, what you're taking a look at here is what could shut down your future, shut down your dreams. Okay? So personally, what could shut down your dreams? Look, there has been, guys, how many of you are planning to go into some type of ministry? Okay? You have seen on television those guys who have had affairs. They have, you know, they the president of World Impact had an affair. So that immediately, you know, disqualified him for leadership with World Impact. That's a hit. That's a threat. That, okay, all of a sudden, boom, he's no longer in leadership. Okay? Because a Christian leader must be a person of integrity. Okay? So, these are some ideas of some things, and that's what we want you to take a look at. All right, I handed you out some sheets of paper. Here's now your turn. Okay? What I want you to do... on the one side, it says personal SWOT analysis, and it says favorable and unfavorable. You see those? Okay, get out a pen or pencil, paper. It says, what are your strengths? And on the other side, you can list those strengths, and it gives you some questions, some criteria examples. What we want you to do is just walk through this brief exercise of saying, okay, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your opportunities? And what are your threats? Okay, I'm going to give you about 10 minutes. There are some questions here. And guys, here's what I would suggest that you do. I would suggest that you hold on to this paper for future reference because it gives you an idea. And this is something that you probably ought to do like about every year, or an organization usually does this every 3 to 5 years. I would suggest that you do this like every year, okay, to take a look. But in fact, next year in Illuminate, we're going to talk about gifts, passions, and sense of calling. And I got to tell you, some of our students are like, oh man, this affects my whole future. So take a look at this realistically. There's some questions on there. Go ahead and fill it out real quick. I mean, you can take an in-depth look later on, but fill it out very quickly. Does everybody have one of these forms? Everybody, let's see. Everybody have one of these forms. Okay, deal with this very realistically. And by the way, you're going to share it with a couple of people around you. Okay? Does everybody have a pen or pencil? Ploha. Okay, guys, fill them out. Anybody have any extra pens? Pencils? Be as realistic as you can. If a weakness is that you are a procrastinator, then write that down. You got a pen?
No, wait, one more. No.
You have a paper?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Who needs a pen or pencil? Pen or pencil? Don't discuss them until you finish writing them. Anybody else need a pen or pencil? Anybody else need a pen or pencil? Does anybody have any questions about what you're doing? Yes. At least a couple of things in all four quadrants. Okay, is anybody done? Okay. Anybody who's done want to share what you wrote? Okay, Chris?
Do you just want to couple up each category?
Yeah. Okay, so you would put Christian as a strength. Okay, why would you put that as a strength?
Well, because of the fact of what I believe in. I don't know about others, but me personally, being Christian comes with only believing in God, but the fact that He has allowed me to have all the rules and...
Okay, so what that translates to is that you would consider yourself a strength as a personal integrity. Okay? That's a strength. Sure, that's a strength. Okay, what else? Well, wait, hang on. Let's go. How many of you would agree, those of you who know Chris, how many of you would agree with what he put as strengths? Okay? How many of you would disagree with what he said as strength? Okay, that's what you need to do is check. Okay? And give them permission to tell you stuff honestly, all right? Weakness. Okay, so what are you going to do about the weakness?
For my attitude, I'm going to apply a little bit more of, I guess, patience, being a little bit more understanding of if I don't get my way. Sarcasm, to bite my tongue a little bit more, and to get to know the person before.
Okay, why would you view sarcasm as a weakness? So it could strain relationships.
Yeah.
Okay.
And lazy, I just kind of need to push myself a little bit more.
Okay. So how many of you guys would agree with what he said about his weaknesses? Come on, be brave. Okay. How many would disagree with what he said about his weaknesses? Okay, you disagree. Why would you disagree? Okay, so you haven't heard him be sarcastic. Okay, all right. Anybody else disagree with what he said?
I've never seen a mad.
Okay, yeah.
I've never seen him be lazy either.
Okay.
He's always.
Okay. All right, so what about opportunities, Chris? Okay, that's very good. If you have the ability to speak and communicate, and you've got smooth, that's a gifting, then those could be some opportunities for you, and you need to pursue that. Okay? What about threats?
Threats, I put attitude, laziness, humility, and brutally honest.
Okay, I don't know that those would be threats. You know, a threat is something that could really destroy that future. Let me give you guys an example, okay? A threat, Chris, is if a threat to your future in that world is if you have all those gifts, okay, and you date a girl who says, "I absolutely do not want to go into ministry. I don't want you to go into teaching. I don't want you to go into that any of those fields." Is that a threat? Yes. Yeah, because that could destroy those opportunities. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, the laziness could, because that could get you fired. Okay? I mean, for real. That would be a threat if you don't turn that around, but the threat is that you get fired. Okay? As a result of your weaknesses. Do you guys see how that works? If you start looking at that now, you know, or Chris, you know what? A threat to you would be, I don't graduate. And why wouldn't you graduate? Because laziness. Yeah, if you don't get the work in because you procrastinate or you're lazy, then that could cost you from graduation. Are you guys seeing what we're talking about? Okay, here's what you do. We only have about 5-6 minutes left. I want you to share with another person around you. Okay, share with them some of your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and take a look if, especially if you know that person, and you know, share that with them and how that plays out. Go. Get with somebody else. Go. if you want me to. Interesting. Okay, we've got about 2 minutes left. Hey, listen up. Does anybody else want to share what they put? Yes, okay. Okay, so she put strengths would be outgoing, workaholic, blunt, confident, headstrong, focused. Would you say those are strengths or not? Okay, blunt may be a weakness. She's put it on that one too. Okay, workaholic, a boss would love that, but it also a threat there could be burnout. See, you take a look at those across. Weaknesses would be?
I spelled it wrong, but
it's supposed to say vulgar. Wow, okay. We'll talk about that. Okay, mean, mean, rude, hateful, blunt, don't care attitude, stubborn. How could that be? How could that be a threat?
It draws people
away from you. Okay. Yeah, she wants the opportunities is biblically strong and psychology. So are you planning to go into psychology?
Children's psychology.
So if you're blunt, rude, hateful, don't care attitude, are you going to have any clients?
Probably not with parents, but I love kids.
Okay. So, okay, but you got to go through the parents to get to the kids. Not unless you're talking about a court system. Okay. And what would happen if you're blunt, rude, hateful, vulgar, don't care attitude, or stubborn with a boss? What's a threat? You're going to be fired. Yeah, that's a threat. Okay. So does she need to work on weaknesses? Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so what you can do sometimes is move those weaknesses to a strength. And what you did, blunt, see, I would move that to I'm honest. You know, I will tell the truth. Even if it's, you know, you're confident, headstrong, focused, vulgar is not going to serve you well. So you got to stop that. Okay? Mean, rude. That doesn't fit with being a Christian counselor. So, you know, you've got to work on that. And guys, that's what this does. It puts it in front of you to say, these are things that I need to continue to develop. That confidence, continue to develop it. That focused, that's going to help you. Keep that strong. On the other side of that, the weakness is, guys, what you have to do is work on that. Because again, Julie, what's going to happen is you're going to be in an interview and you're going to say, what are your strengths and weaknesses? And your employer is going to ask, what are you doing about these weaknesses? You know, and I would rather you guys work on these now rather than when you get out there. You know, Chris, if you get out there and you put on a resume, or you know, if they ask you what are your weaknesses, well, I'm lazy. Well, are they going to hire you? No. So work on it now. See, Julie, if you put well, a weakness is that I can be really stubborn. Are they going to hire you? No. So what you have to do is work on those to solve. And guys, you do that now. We want you to do it now while you're a student rather than getting out there and not being aware of your weaknesses. And then it becomes this threat that you cannot find a job. Okay? Because your weaknesses stop you from doing that. You guys get it? Whether you're going into psychology, business, ministry, this is something, guys, that is absolutely vital. Okay? I don't care what major you're in. I care if you transfer out, but even if you transfer out, this is something that you need to carry with you because it's gonna be a part of you for the rest of your life. You know, as you're getting careers, as you're moving into other fields, you've got to be able. Look, every year, I have to take a look at my strengths, my weaknesses. My strengths are I'm able to communicate. My strengths are that I can relate to students because of the things I've experienced in my past. My weaknesses are that I have a tendency to get so busy with stuff that I can't get everything done. I have a tendency, and faculty and staff will tell you, that Mark's biggest weakness is I don't have the ability to say no. I have faculty and staff telling me all the time, Mark, practice the word no. You know, because and by the way, you know, a part of that is Dr. Reif, when he was here as academic dean, they would put me way back, kind of like where Matthew Meeks' office is. That's where they put me because if a student got my attention, they were in. And Dr. Reif kept saying, Mark, you've got so much stuff to do, you cannot just have students be able to walk in. And if they get your eye, they're in. That's a weakness that you sometimes appreciate because you can get access. But on the other hand, for me to be able to get things done that the president wants done, that's a weakness. A weakness sometimes is I would err on the side of grace. That's what I would do. So a weakness is sometimes I go 2 minutes overtime. You're out.